Hello, my name is Oswald Hernandez. I'm a fourth year undergraduate student at UGA, and I'm going to be talking about associative memory model that I learned in my political psychology class. And I'm here with my siblings. I'm here with my brother. His name is Jafet. He is a second year. Second year undergrad at Kennesaw State University. He is majoring in electrical engineering, and I'm here with my sister. Her name is Hillary. She is a sophomore in high school. Do you know what you want to be or what you want to study in college?
No.
Why?
Nice. All right, so essentially I'm going to describe to y'all the associative memory model. So there are, for this course, we focused on political psychology, literally the name. We talked about like the political aspects and the psychological. This is more the psychological memory, like part of the brain. Did you take psychology in high school, Yafet?
I'm taking it next semester.
Next semester, oh, nice. Yeah, I learned a little bit about this in high school when I took AP Psych, but just relearned it. So the associative memory model, there's two main parts of memory. There's long-term memory and working memory. Do you all know like any of that? Like what would be like the working memory, if you guys know?
Like motor function, working memory, and doing something?
It's more like working is that sort of like a short-term memory versus like the long-term. So let me explain. Like the long-term is honestly like just everything. It's structured, and it's like a filing cabinet. It's like, you choose it all. It's almost like that SpongeBob episode where he almost, like, lit his brain on fire because of, he tried to, like, remember everything in his long-term memory. And it's stored associatively. So just like a cabinet drawer, it's organized, and you relate one thing to another. And so the information is linked. And the working memory is short-term memory. It's like very limited to what, you know, like around 7, take one or two pieces of information you can hold at a time. And like this information, like it's serial. So basically new information replaces the old. And it's what like I do, like, during a day before a test. I recall everything just the day before the test, and it's just in my short-term memory, so I know it for that test, and then after, I forget. So, is that something y'all can relate to?
My brain.
Yeah.
In my brain.
For finals. It's what's setting me back for finals, actually. Like, for Mez, I just learned it for the exam, and then now I have to, like, relearn everything because I forgot it afterwards.
Yeah, that was me with my, like, some of my econ courses, so I'm not like that into econ. I just had to like relearn everything before the day of the final. And so yeah, and to relate this to more like the political aspect, it's almost like you're not old enough to vote yet, Hillary. But like during the voting, during the runoffs and whatnot that like happened recently, I had to like do some researching on the information on the candidates and whatnot, but I had to use my short-term memory for those, and then I forgot about it the next day. So yeah, do you know about any of the candidates or any of the political figures in our state?
No.
I've seen like ads.
Brent Peterson.
Herschel Walker and Warnock, Raphael. Apparently, one of them's what like a menace. The other one's also a menace and sucks at football.
It's just basically who can lie better.
He won the Heisman. Oh no, Herschel Walker is a horrible liar.
Who can promise more things?
Like, from all that I know, remember from ads, it's like what he neglected his son, was terrible in the NFL. And did he lie about being a police officer? Wasn't that a thing?
Yes, he lied about being a police officer. He lied about graduating from UGA. He lied about how many employees he had. I don't know how he became like that. The election became that close, but yeah, like.
I mean, if you're confident about something, and you keep doing it, then people are gonna believe you.
You have a point. He's been a liar.
People didn't know that.
Yeah.
Then they knew.
He got exposed. But yeah, is there any like long-term memory things you guys like know about politics, like presidents, like presidents,
like presidents, what, like Jimmy Carter?
Yeah, all of them.
JFK.
No, Joe Biden's currently the oldest one.
Well, no, he's Obama. The oldest like living president.
Obama. Oh yeah.
I mean, I guess it would be recent long-term. What was his name? Something like Ossoff.
John Ossoff, he's a current senator.
He was being elected for, was that like what, last year?
That was in 2020 that he replaced, what was her name?
Stacey Abrams?
No, they're on the same side, they're both Democratic.
They are?
Stacey Abrams was Stacey Abrams, she ran for governor in 2018. And then she ran again in 2022 and lost both times. And she finally, decided to, call it. So, yeah, I guess I know that because I'm a political science major, but...
Joe Obama.
All right, so just to sum up everything from here, long-term versus short-term, it just helps us make, rational decisions. That's something that, I learned in class, rational decision theory maker. It was set up, and it was pretty important to how, we make political decisions, especially. So, yeah, do you have any questions so far? Okay, give me 1 second. All right, so... For voting, there are different aspects of, trying to vote for someone. Race plays a factor, gender plays a factor, even attractiveness plays a factor. If you know aspects of their, education or who they represent, would you, vote for the ugly candidate or would you vote for the most, attractive candidate?
I mean, Donald Trump was kind of hot. He got that orange glow.
Probably. He did get that orange glow.
You're probably the most attractive, because if they're ugly and they're running for an important position, they probably don't take care of themselves, so, how are they going to take care of a nation? Yeah. You know?
There was, a debate between John F. Kennedy. He was known as, pretty attractive guy, and versus Richard Nixon. And so that debate was, the first presidential debate that was put on TV. So first it was set off. People that saw it on the radio, and there are people who saw it on TV who had money. So the people who saw it on TV, they said that JFK won because he was very confident in his speech. He looked good. He wasn't sweating. Rather than Nixon, he was sweating.
Papa John.
Profusely.
Yes. He was sweating. He was nervous. People who listened to it on the radio thought Nixon won. Because they didn't see how it was. So it was very, very interesting, the findings that they had.
That also has to do with body language.
Yeah, body language, of course. I believe.
No, it's just because they wanted him.
Yeah, I believe that John F. Kennedy had was preparing. He obviously had people coach him, and he was good posture, good suit. And I believe he also had makeup done, so just to look good.
Makeup.
Yeah, not like Trump, not like Trump. He was an orange.
He didn't get that full body glow.
But yeah, I believe that's it from me. Do y'all have any questions or concerns regarding long term versus short term memory, or any of the cognitive features that the brain does while doing rational?
My name is short-term memory.
That's your middle name?
My name is short term.
Wait, do you know?
My memory.
So I'm assuming like the working memory would be like when you go into a room to do something, but then you forget what you're in the room to do. Like, do you know why that happens?
Can you just short term? Honestly, I can't. But since the short term memory, it only can hold a certain amount at a certain time. I guess if another thing had to like stimulate your memory, then I guess that one thing that you had to do, just like you just forgot it, but eventually you're gonna get that like stimuli back and remember what you had to do.
Okay.
So yeah, and just the last thing that I see, like for people like cognitive wise, like brain wise, like here in my notes that I see, people are cognitive misers and limited information processors. So people, just like depending how much they care for politics, will like put the time in and actually memorize the different aspects of different candidates and make their decisions through that. And like compared to like people who don't participate as much, will not care. So yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for your time. Any last words?
No.
All right, this has been the podcast. Bye-bye.